ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नाष्टभयेष्वदेशो नित्यं भगवद् सेवया भगवदी उत्तम श्लोके भक्ते भवति नैष्टिके एते चंसाकलापुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवन् स्वयं इन्द्रियारिव्याकुलं लोकं म्रियन्ते युगे युगे। नाम संकेतनं यस्य सर्व पाप प्रणाशनं प्रणाम दुःख समनस्तं नमामि हरिं परं। निगम कल्पतरोर्गलितं पलं सुखमुखदं मृतदिवसं नुतं विवदभगतं रासमालयं मुहुरौ राशिक भुवि भावुकः। ज्योतिषं आयानं साक्षात् यत् तच् ज्ञानं अतीन्द्रियं प्रणीतं भवता येन पुमान् वेदा परावरम्। ज्योतिषम् अयनं साक्षात् यत्तज्ज्ञानमतीन्द्रियं प्राणीतं भवता येन पुमां वेदपरावरम्। ज्योतिषं नॉलेज ऑफ एस्ट्रोलॉजी अलॉन्ग विद अदर एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ कल्चर इन ह्यूमन सोसाइटी and specifically in civilized society, there must be knowledge of astrology. Ayanam, the movements of the stars and planets in relationship. To human society. Sakshat, directly. Yatat jnanam, such knowledge, ati indriyam, which an ordinary person cannot understand because it is beyond his vision. Pranitam bhavata, you have prepared a perfect book of knowledge. Yena, by which Puman, any person, Veda, can understand. Para avaram, the cause and effect of destiny. Translation and purport by Sri Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. O great saintly person, you have compiled the astrological knowledge by which one can understand past and present unseen things. By the strength of this knowledge, any human being can understand what he has done in his past life and how it affects his present life. This is known to you, purport. The word destiny is now defined. Unintelligent persons who do not understand the meaning of life are just like animals. Animals do not know the past, present and future of life, nor are they able to understand it. But a human being can understand this if he is sober. Therefore, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Dhiras Tatra Namuyati. A sober person is not bewildered. The simple truth is that although life is eternal, in this material world one changes from one body to another. Foolish people, especially in this age, do not understand this simple truth. Krishna says, Dehinasmin yata dehe kaumaram jauvanam jara tathadyantara praptir dhirastatranamo yati. As the embodied soul continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Krishna, the greatest authority, says that the body will change. And as soon as the body changes, one's whole program of work changes also. Today I'm a human being or a great personality, but with a little deviation from nature's law, I shall have to accept a different type of body. Today I'm a human being, but tomorrow I may become a dog. And then whatever activities I've performed in this life will be a failure. The simple truth is now rarely understood, but one who is dhira can understand this. Those in the material world, for material enjoyment, should know that because their present position will cease to exist, they must be careful in how they act. This is also stated by Rishabhdev. Nasadu manye yata atmanu yam asan api kleshada ashadeha. Although this body is temporary, as long as we have to live in this body, we must suffer. Whether one has a short life or a long life, one must suffer the threefold miseries of material life. Therefore, any gentleman, dhira, must be interested in Jyotish astrology. Nanda Maharaj was trying to take advantage of the opportunity afforded by Gagamuni's presence. For Gagamuni was a great authority in this knowledge of astrology, by which one can see the unseen events of past, present and future. It is the duty of a father to understand the astrological position of his children and do what is needed for their happiness. Now, taking advantage of the opportunity afforded by the presence of Gaga Muni, Nanda Maharaj suggested that Gaga Muni prepare a horoscope for Nanda's two sons, Krishna and Balaram. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakasodhan Militam Yanam Dasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manabhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sabadantikam Mandeyam Sri Guru Sri Yadavada Kamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakandvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gavigaganta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Ganjana Gaunangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishabhano Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivajari Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam. Kalau nastyeva 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 gatyaranyata. Jyotisham ayanam sakshat yat tat jnanam atindriyam pranitam bhavatayena pumam vidha paravaram. O great saintly person, you have compiled the astrological knowledge by which one can understand past and present unseen things. By the strength of this knowledge, any human being can understand what he has done in his past life and how it affects his present life. This is known to you. So, Nanda Baba is showing respect to the great saintly person Garga Muni, Gargacharya. He was the main priest of the Yadavas, of the Yadu dynasty. And of course, Ananda Baba had a close relationship with Vasudev, the father of Vasudev Krishna. And of course, he had his own priests, Baguri Muni and Sandilya Muni, who were also expert priests and exalted personalities. They also had knowledge of Jyoti Shastra. But Gargacharya, he was most well known, practically like Jagat Guru. Everyone was respecting him. And because of the relationship of Vasudev and Nanda Baba, and because Vasudev, he sent his son, or he brought his son to Nanda Baba, so he wanted Gargacharya to do the ceremony of giving the name to his child. And due to friendship, so Nanda Maharaj, he had no objection, and because he was so well known, Gargacharya, most well known, most qualified. So here, is addressing him and Jyotisham Ayanam Sakshat. So explaining that you are a great person and you are very well versed in the Jyoti Shastra. And here it is mentioned also that Prabhupada is explaining a purport also that apparently he had also presented a book in regards to Jyoti Shastra. Of course, that knowledge is very vast. Jyoti Shastra is a very ancient science. Even before Gargacharya, it was already there in the Vedic literatures. It is part of the Vedas, like Jyoti Shastra, Ayurveda, and so many aspects of the knowledge is there in the Vedas. Basically, of course, ultimately to give transcendental knowledge. And especially in regards to Sambandhi Gyan, Abhideya Gyan, and Prayojan Gyan. So first one has to have the initial knowledge that we are not this body, we are spirit soul, and we have a relationship with God. And then we have to practice also. Practically one has to engage in devotional activities for the pleasure of the Lord, under the guidance of the spiritual master, the Acharya. And then one can come to the highest platform where one's love for Krishna will be manifested in purified existence. So the Vedas actually are giving this knowledge, and also Vedanta Sutra. At the same time, we are living in this world, and so therefore we must also have knowledge in regarding how to live nicely in this world. Also as explained here, according to Vana Ashram, and one has to act, and then so the different rules and regulations are there for the different ashrams and varnas. And for example, then also how to build a house or a temple, that is explained where the kitchen should be, that is known as Vastu Shastra. So where the kitchen should be, that is usually in the Agni Kon. Agni means the fire. So that is the south the southeast, for example, of a house. In the southeast of the house, the kitchen should be there. That is known as Agni Kon. And in northeast, that is known as Isha Kon. So that is there usually the deities are placed, a little temple room may be done, or even water can be had there. So it is, but it is clearly explained even how to make a temple and the house and where the living room should be of the owner of the house and where the guest room should be. So by following the Shastra, one can live more peaceful. But of course, even if one is following Shastra, because it is the material world, as also explained by Prabhupada, the different difficulties are there in life. Klesha, adibhautik, adiyatmik, adidaivik. So due to the body and due to the mind, we are experiencing difficulties. And due to other living entities, to do natural catastrophes, earthquake, flood, too much heat, too much rain, and like nowadays we have the pandemic, which is disturbing everyone. Some are more disturbed than others, but practically everyone is affected by that. Nobody wants to be affected, but everyone is affected. We have to wear a mask, we have to be careful, social distancing, washing the hands. And what to do? It is a difficulty. We have to stay inside. You cannot go outside. You cannot go to the temple. People are suffering. That is unavoidable. Even if one is following Shastra very nicely, even if one is engaged in pure devotional service, but difficulties will be there. But one who is properly situated, he can more easily tolerate the difficulties. But even for a pure devotee, he will have to undergo these difficulties. Like the Pandavas, they were driven out of the kingdom and they had to be in exile. They were not so happy, but they were tolerating. But inside they were also, of course, the emotions which they had, they were transcendental, because Krishna is at the center. But still difficulties are there, even for the devotees, in this material world especially. In the spiritual world, practically there's no difficulty, free of anxiety. At the same time, even in the spiritual world, the different emotions are there. Happiness, and there's transcendental distress, transcendental sadness, sometimes transcendental fear, but it is very minimal. And mostly there they are feeling so much transcendental pleasure in loving exchange with Krishna. But other emotions are there also. And because they are there in the spiritual world, therefore they are here also in the material world. But in the material world, it becomes more it becomes more difficult. And of course, especially if Krishna is not in the center. But even if Krishna is in the center and difficulties are there, and there will be more anxiety and then more sorrow may be there, but they can tolerate it also. But if you are following Shastra in every way, then we can live more peacefully. That is a fact. So if the house is nicely built, there will be less problem. But if the house is not built according to Vastu Shastra, you can expect some difficulties. And even, for example, if you don't know what to eat and what not to eat, and which time to eat what. Like, for example, in the winter season, one has to eat heating things. One can eat gur, and one can take more ghee, more milk, or one should take less fruits. And if one's following the Ayurveda and has knowledge of that, then one can be healthy. In the summer, one should not take heating things, not too much ghee, no gur or no honey or very little. And then the body will be more cool, then one can tolerate the heat. One will take more fruits, watermelon, which is very cooling. And mangoes, they are very tasty, but we have to be a little careful because it is very heating. So if one has knowledge is very important, especially spiritual knowledge. But even in the material world, we need knowledge in order to be able to live. In every aspect of life, knowledge is required. So, but most important is the transcendental knowledge, the knowledge for the Vedic literatures. And so we try to depend as much as possible on Krishna, on the knowledge of the scriptures, and we can take into consideration the Jyotish Shastra, Ayurveda, rather than depending on the artificial scientific knowledge of the people of today, who have no knowledge of the Vedic literatures, and they're bound to make many mistakes. And so that is important. So similarly, as Prabhupada is explaining, the Brahmanas, they will consult Ayurveda, and they will consult Jyotish Shastra, and they become expert. Prabhupada has explained the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the Brahmanas, they used to go to the different persons' homes, give them knowledge, and even they used to give advice regarding to Jyotish Shastra. And because people, they want to know what will happen in the future, why my son is suffering like anything, what is the cause, then he will see the horoscope and he will tell, because of this and this and that, he may see the past according to Jyotish Shastra. And he will also see what will happen in the future. That Trikala Gya, the devotees who are surrendered to the Lord, who know the Shastra, Ayurveda, or Jyotish Shastra, they know past, present and future to some extent, not fully. Because to know everything is not possible. Krishna is known as Trikala Gya, he knows practically everything. But even the spiritual world and the material world is unlimited practically. And when Krishna wants to know what's happening, he has to meditate, and then he's understanding whatever is happening. But then again, the creation, the unlimited aspect of the Absolute Truth is increasing. So what to speak of? Even a pure devotee, he knows Krishna. And because he knows Krishna, in that sense he knows everything. But he doesn't know all the details of, for example, the spiritual world or even the material world. If, for example, a pure devotee may be here, and I may ask him, how many rooms are there in the guest house? He may not know. And it doesn't matter also, it is not significant. But he knows how to serve Krishna, how to please Krishna. Because he has love for Krishna, and he is in direct contact with Krishna. He knows what Krishna likes, and what Krishna doesn't like. And he does what Krishna wants. Krishna Nushilanam. Anukulina Krishna Nishilanam Bhakti Ruttamam, that is Uttam Bhakti. He does what Krishna wants, he does everything for Krishna's pleasure. So this is a pure devotee. And so the Brahmanas, they are especially Vaishnavas also, they may be also knowledgeable in Jyotish Shastra to some extent. And so that is helpful, that is required. For example, when to build a house, when to start a house, when to enter a new house. So that is explained in the scriptures, in the Jyotish Shastra. And so the basic guidelines are there since time immemorial. At the same time, also every year there's a book. Like most probably that refers to that book, which is known as Panchang, where it is described in this year, which are the auspicious day to, for example, start building in a house, when to enter a new house, and which are the good days and time for a marriage ceremony. So that is actually required, because then everything can be smooth, and we have to see that everything is auspicious when we enter a new house for the marriage ceremony. Not that you go there in marriage ceremony and then suddenly there's an accident on the way or something. So therefore, even nowadays, the intelligent devotees, they will consult Jyotish Shastra. When is a good time to do the marriage ceremony? Which time? And then, so they will be confident that everything will go smoothly. So therefore it is required. And so, of course, even for traveling, which days are good for traveling, and Prabhupada, to some extent also, he consulted astrology, especially as householder, and he used to sometimes go to see one astrologer. There's one place in Punjab, Hoshiarpur. Prabhupada had gone there once or twice to see the horoscope. But in a general way, Prabhupada also mentioned in another place that actually there's no need to go to see the astrologer. Because whatever has to happen will happen. And you can hardly change it. And then even Prabhupada is mentioning it in one place that only the foolish people will go to the astrologer. So we have to understand and we have to reconcile. Here Prabhupada is mentioning clearly that the devotees, they will consult the astrologer. And Nanda Maharaj did. And if, for example, Yudhishthira Maharaj, when Parikshit appeared, then they also consulted the astrologers. And so it is required, but the important point is we don't depend on astrology. And even we don't depend on Ayurveda, ultimately on Vastu Shastra, but we have to depend on Krishna always. And also take the guidance from Krishna within the heart, and especially from the great saintly persons who are in contact with Krishna, the pure devotees. But we take the help of the astrology, we take the help of Ayurveda, we take the help of Vastu Shastra, or whatever the Vedic literatures are there. But we have to learn to depend on Krishna and pray to Krishna for guidance. That is important. Sometimes we even see devotees, they go to the astrologer and then they're molding their life according to what the astrologer are saying. And then they will say, you should have a ruby on this finger, you should have an emerald on this finger, this and that, you should do this puja in order to counteract that problem, this puja in order to counteract this problem. So, and then they become a little bit distracted from actually the path of pure devotional service. So we take the guidance, we take the help, but very cautiously, and we have to use our fine intelligence. Of course, if you see the astrologer, and you have to respect him also, otherwise what is the use? But at the same time, one has to be careful. And because first of all, also even the astrologer who are highly qualified nowadays are very rare. But they are there, and so we may consult them. And then we may throw, and even the astrologer also, they will actually also mention, the highly qualified astrologer, they will say, you surrender to Krishna, I can give you some guidance, but if you are surrendered to Krishna, Krishna will take care of your life. And then even the astrology, then to some extent, it will help, but it is not always that whatever is there in the astrological chart, it will happen necessarily, and to exactly know what will happen. Exactly, even for example, they may say, you may live up to 90 years. And even they may say the month also. So indication is there and possibility is there that you may live up to 90 years. But it is not not guaranteed. You may leave the body before also. And even you can see in astrology also, then they will see before that also that there may be a chance of some difficulty, some danger is there. And then they may advise you to be careful. And maybe even according to astrology, they will see, don't go to the water. Where there's a, don't cross or don't go to the ocean or something for a pleasure ride on a boat. And then maybe it may be a storm and you may drown. So some indication may be there. So therefore there is no foolproof guarantee that you will live up to 90, but quite possible. And then there is akala mrityu, untimely death. So that is also seen in the chart. It may happen or it may not happen. So therefore we have to depend more on Krishna than the astrology and the astrologer. Unless the astrologer is like Garga Muni, who is practically pure devotee, then it is fine. But so we have to be conscious of that. And then, and so the astrologer, so like Garga Muni, so he was, of course, a pure devotee. So therefore, whatever he was saying, of course, was very much valid and to be accepted. So therefore, also Prabhupada is encouraging that we should consult astrology. But other places, he's warning the devotees, and rightly. So we have to be depending on Krishna and not depending on astrology. And many times devotees, they are then going practically off the track and they're following astrology more than the injunctions of the scriptures. So that is an important point which we have to consider. So Prabhupada here is explaining about the word destiny. What it means, destiny. And then he's explaining that the unintelligent persons, they will not understand destiny or what will happen in life. Because Prabhupada is explaining there that they're living almost that just like animals. And so the animals, they don't know past, present or future. And if a person is just eating, sleeping and mating and defending and not interested in the spiritual life, in trying to understand that we are not this body, that we are spirit soul, then he's almost like an animal. Pashuhi saman. That is mentioned also in the scriptures. Dharma vihina pashuhi saman. If one is in this world but is not following dharma, then he's just like a pashu, like an animal. So it is the duty of the human being to be dhira, to be sober, and try to understand what is the meaning of life, what is the goal of life, and how to achieve the goal of life. So first of all, as mentioned here, dehinasmin yathau dehe, that we have to understand that we are not this body, we are spirit soul. And the body is changing from boy to youth to old age. And then from old age, then one has to give up the body. And if one is not highly advanced spiritually, then he will have to take another birth. So it is the duty of the embodied being in the human form of life to try to make progress in spiritual life, to try to become perfect in realizing the Supreme Lord and one's own self. So for this one has to be then under the guidance of a highly qualified great personality, the spiritual master, the representative of the Lord, and then one can advance nicely. So, and of course Srila Prabhupada, so he was the expert teacher, and so he quickly was able to guide very fallen personalities, especially in the West, who had no knowledge of the Vedic literatures, of cultured life. Of course some that we know also due to previous impressions, or as even Prabhupada said to many of his Western disciples, you were sent by my spiritual master to help me. So not everyone in the West is actually a very fallen person. Some of them, they were already in the last life engaged in spiritual activities. But for the purpose of helping Prabhupada to spread the mission, they took birth there. So that we have to understand. But otherwise, generally, so in the Western world, there's no knowledge of spiritual life, or very little, and hardly anyone is interested. But of course, then Prabhupada's time, then by the will of the Lord, the cultural movement was there of the hippie culture, and they had some interest in spiritual life and wanting to know more about God or about what is the aim of life, which is actually natural for any human being. That question will come, that is there a supreme being, is there God, is there life after death, what is the purpose of life? It is natural for any sensitive person to have these questions by the mercy of the Lord. And so those who are intelligent, they will pursue the matter. And if they're fortunate, then they come in contact with the devotees who are engaged in spiritual activities. And then they can make more and more advancement. So by Prabhupada's mercy, we have the good fortune of being in this Krishna consciousness movement. And we know the goal of life is Atma Sakshatkar, realizing our spiritual form. But then even there, he told us where we should go. He told us what is the goal. He told us the Krishna Supreme Lord, and he resides in Golok Vrindavan. And the goal of life is to go to Golok Vrindavan. So that is known as Sambandhagyan, giving the understanding that God is there, and that somehow we have come in this material world, and we are not this body, we are spirit soul, and we have to go to the spiritual world, we have to join Krishna in the spiritual world. And then the spiritual master Prabhupada gave the process how to advance in spiritual life in a practical way by creating the society, giving so many engagements for the devotees, especially hearing the Bhagavatam, doing kirtan, chanting japa, serving the deities, and then reading the transcendental literatures and distributing, trying to help others, giving prasadam to others, not just thinking about oneself, but doing things for the benefit of others. And by engaging in these activities day by day, year by year, then the consciousness, the senses become purified. And then one can not only theoretically but practically understand that one is different from the body. And then when one is continuously engaged in these activities, especially in the holy place, then one can advance more and more, and then one can come to the highest stage. When one develops love for the Supreme Lord, prem or bhav, and then one actually is qualified to enter into the pastimes of the Lord in one of the universes and then reside in Golok Vrindavan eternally without coming back here. So Prabhupada, he gave the basic knowledge, and then he gave the process by which we can advance, and so he gave the goal, because we must have a goal where to go. And Prabhupada didn't go say we should go to Vaikuntha or we should go to Ayodhya, we should go to Dwarka. But he very clearly mentioned that it is in our sampradaya, the goal is to go to Golok. At the same time, he gave the, you can see the greatness of Prabhupada, he gave the opportunity to so many fallen conditioned souls to join and make advancement, because not everyone will go to Golok. Some persons, they may go to Vaikuntha also. Some persons, they may go to Ayodhya also. But the majority, by the arrangement of the Lord, they will actually be able to go to Golok. But I know many, not many, but quite some devotees in our society, quite a few in India, they are staunch Ram Bhaktas. They accept Krishna, they worship Krishna, even Mahaprabhu, but they have so much love for Ram. And they want to join in the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, just like Mahaprabhu's time. Not everyone was worshipping Krishna, like Murari Gupta and Rupa Goswami's brother, Anupam, is a Ram Bhakta. And Rupa and Sanatan, they are eternal associates of Mahaprabhu in Gaurlila and Krishna Lila. They are gopis, manjaris. But they could also not persuade their brother to become a Krishna Bhakta, because it was not his nature. Even Mahaprabhu told him, you should worship Krishna. He's a supreme being. He's Adipurush, Swayam Bhagavan. And then, because he had knowledge and respect for Mahaprabhu, he said, okay, I will try. He tried the whole day to forget Ram, but it was not possible. Night time he came, crying to Mahaprabhu, I cannot give up the lotus feet of Ram. And then Mahaprabhu said, alright, you can worship Ram. So, your faith in Ram, your love for Ram is wonderful. And so practically Mahaprabhu was just testing him, his staunch love and devotion for Ram. So from this we can understand that everyone, even in our society, will go to Golok, but the majority, some may go to Ayodhya, some may go to Dwarka. And I know some of Prabhupada's disciples, they are worshipping Lakshmi Narayan, and they want to go to Vaikuntha, which is fine, no problem. So Prabhupada is, so he has captured so many fallen conditioned souls, just like a fisherman catching so many fish. Maybe some big fish and one kind of fish, other kind of fish. And so usually the same fish, they swim together. But then some other fish might also be in that, joining them, and the fisherman is catching all of them. So Prabhupada, he was fishing, transcendental fisherman, fishing so many conditioned souls, mostly Braj Bhaktas, by the arrangement of the Lord, but then some Vaikuntha Bhaktas and Ram Bhaktas also here. So when we are most fortunate, and of course, that we are in this association of the wonderful devotees in the wonderful society created by Srila Prabhupada, and we should take full advantage of the process and be always very, very humble, tolerant, and respectful. That is important also. But sometimes familiarity is there, and even in regards to worshipping the Lord, one becomes familiar to the deities, and there is a chance of offense, of commit of offense. Even in regards to dealing with the devotees, sometimes we take them for granted, everything for granted, and we cannot appreciate the other devotees. Rather than seeing the good qualities, one will see the fault. But it's actually very detrimental, but we should see always the good qualities in others. And then in this way, if one is always humble, and one is tolerant and respectful, then one will be able to advance nicely, taking shelter of the spiritual master, taking shelter of the scriptures, and acting accordingly, and then one can make his life perfect. So we have many things to do due to the lockdown, but so therefore we'll stop here. If anyone has any question, we have 5 minutes to answer some question or comments. Prabhuji, you have some Smarari Prabhu, any microphone is there or? Okay, you don't need, yes.
One point you raised, it was very important, because Srila Prabhupada had always given credibility to astrology.
Yes.
He himself would consult at various times.
Yes.
And he would follow, like, not traveling 30
right, yes.
But in Los Angeles, many devotees, they were having grihasthas, and they were having children and so on, and concerning about the Varna and the Dharma, the Varna and Dharma of their children, they would consult astrology. And many times the information the astrologer would give was contrary to what the temple president wanted them to do. Put your children in ashram, go out and sankirtan, sell books, and, you know. So there was some difference of opinion, so some of the parents were a little confused. My son, he has this and he wants me to do this. So one devotee, Rameshwar,
I will just, whatever you said till now, I will say, so that others who are hearing online, so one, Smarta Hari Prabhu is mentioning about the point of astrology, and Prabhupada was consulting astrology, but as I mentioned, and one point also he mentioned not to fully depend on them. And so Smarta Hari is mentioning about an incident in Los Angeles, and the devotees were there, and some of them were getting married, and then they were consulting astrologers, and they were giving some advice which were in conflict with the interest or the advice of the temple president. So there was some confusion amongst the devotees. Right. Well, yes. Yes, so Prabhuji is explaining that then they mentioned to Prabhupada, the temple president, the devotees are wasting money by going to the astrologer. And Prabhupada said that you should not waste money. And so in this way, so it appears to me that also Prabhupada in this way, actually he was concerned, and so therefore he didn't say at this point not to go to the astrologer, but they should be careful and not waste the money. So we have to have a kind of the golden middle way. As I mentioned, you may consult astrology, but you don't depend completely on astrology. Still, it is good also to listen to what the temple president is saying. And then, so therefore we have to see. And even the temple president is an experienced person, so we have to also listen to what he says, and then we have to reconcile. And what the astrologer is saying, what the temple president is saying, what Prabhupada is saying. But in one place Prabhupada is saying also only foolish persons, less intelligent persons, they will go to the astrologer. There's a quote. So as I'm saying, we have to reconcile, we take the help of the astrology, we can learn so much from the astrology. At the same time, we don't completely depend on the astrology, but we depend on Krishna, the spiritual master, and the Vaishnavas. And it is a good thing to also, if you hear something from the astrologer, then you can discuss with the senior devotees. The astrologer said this and that. What do you think? That is a better policy. Not just taking the astrology, because maybe he may not be the pure devotee who knows everything perfectly. And so in important matters, we should actually consult other Vaishnavas. And not just one, it is wise to consult a few. And then you can make a mature decision. So astrology in one aspect, one kind of knowledge from Jyotish Shastra, just like one person, a living thing, the astrology. And then you can consult the senior Vaishnavas, and maybe one or two, and then you can make a decision. Even you may consult another astrologer, and you may be surprised to hear, but that you can see. Many times one astrologer will say one thing, another astrologer will say another thing. And then again you have to consider and try to reconcile, and then you can make a decision. So that's why I'm saying you depend on Krishna, but you can take the help of the astrology, Vastu Shastra, and all these things, but you depend on Krishna and you consult with the experienced Vaishnavas. Just like, for example, you're in the flat and then you look the Vastu Shastra. But if you have if you live in a flat in a high-rise building like we have here and devotees are staying, it is almost impossible to find a place which is exactly according to Vastu Shastra. But then you have to have a kind of compromise. And anyhow, if Krishna is in the center, and you're dedicated to Krishna, you're under Krishna's care, and then you don't have to worry too much about astrology, Vastu Shastra, and all these things. But still, again, we depend on Krishna, but then we consult these things as much as possible. So we have to use our fine intelligence and pray to Krishna, to Hari Guru Vaishnav, to give us Satpuri, transcendental intelligence. Because by material intelligence, then we are apt to make mistakes. So we have to try to have a good sadhana, chanting nice rounds, hearing about Krishna, worshipping the deities. Then we will get transcendental intelligence from within our heart. Krishna is there trying to help us. But because we are not so pure, therefore we need outside guidance from the Shastra, from Jyoti Shastra, from the other Vaishnavas also. So we can consult a few devotees, and then we make in important matters, then you can take a right decision. But for small matters, you don't have to consult. Like, you know, sometimes I have seen also some devotees asking Guru Maharaj, of course now we cannot fly, which airline should I fly? Air India or Swiss Air? You don't ask these kinds of questions, the spiritual master. So transcendental subject matters mainly. But still you can talk to other devotees, which airline is better, what do you think, what is your experience? So we have to use our fine intelligence. So we stop here. Gandhra Chimara Bhagavatam Ki.